In today's episode, I'm talking to Amy, one of our incredible Lumen ambassadors. Amy opens up about the powerful why behind her transformation, how she overcame a long plateau, and how Lumen helped her unlock a completely new relationship with food, energy, and control. We'll hear how she and her husband made a bold, life-changing decision together, what it's like to maintain her goal over 4 months, and the mindset shift that helped her create lasting change, even through stress, parenting, and a demanding job. So I'm really excited to be talking today to one of our Lumen ambassadors. I'm talking today with Amy, and we're going to dive in all about her journey and how she's reached her goal, and she's actually been maintaining her goal for more than 4 months now. So Amy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So let's just start. Tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, anything that do you want our listeners to know?
Sure. Well, I am from Indiana. I'll be turning 50 in August, and I have a son with special needs. He's very severely has autism, and I wanted to prolong my life as much as possible. So I started paying attention to my health, and I'm married, and I have a very stressful job. So I'm just a very busy person.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of people have a lot going on, and often our health tends to come last. It should be the opposite, but it's hard when you have so much going on.
It is.
So take us back to a bit about the journey and how you got started. Before you got started, what was your life like?
Well, it's like I said, you know, with my job and our child's special needs, we'd never know from one moment to the next, let alone one day to the next, what it's going to be like. And very stressful. And I was pretty, I don't like to use the term overweight, but I was unhealthy. I'll say that. I ate for convenience, stress, and just, you know, we tried to feed our child much more healthy than we were eating. And my husband and I both just decided, you know what, we need to live as long as we possibly can. And we've got to start taking better care of ourselves. I didn't have any specific health issues as a result of, you know, my body size and weight or health at that time. I do have a couple of kind of rare health conditions, one being medullary sponge kidney disease. And I was having a lot of flare-ups with that, where I'm prone to kidney stones or like sediment actually passing what looked like sand. And that was flaring up. Now, no one ever told me, you know, if you lost weight or if you did eat healthier, that these things would go away, because it's not really related to that. It's more of a genetic thing. But I have not had a flare up since I have achieved my goals. Yeah.
Wow. So interesting to hear. And also interesting that no one mentioned that to you along the way.
No.
That it was never.
It wasn't really connected, you know, but obviously when you eat healthier and you eat cleaner and you're drinking more water and exercising, those things can impact it.
And so how are you feeling, like, emotionally? What was kind of the thing that made you kind of reach the point where you found that you needed to make a change? Because we find that often something happens before we make a change. So was there something for you, or was it weighing on you for a while? How did you come to this kind of realization?
It had been weighing on me for a while. I lie awake at night worrying about my child's future. And while I don't like to place limits on him, in any way, he's capable of so much, and he's only 11. So he may very well be able to lead an independent adulthood, but he's mostly nonverbal right now. So no one understands him like we do. And as he began to enter puberty, the behaviors escalated, accompanied by some aggressive behavior on his part. And we're learning to help him to control that and learn. It, you know, requires, you know, the patience is never a problem. You know, I would never change him for the world, but I want to change the world for him. But I can't, you know, I can't imagine that. I mean, there's going to be a day where I can't live forever, you know, and I worry about what's going to happen to him after my husband and I are gone, because no one understands him like we do. They don't, he can just give a particular expression or make a certain sound, and we know what he wants. You know, we're encouraging him to learn to use his words and helping him, but he has limits that he can't help right now. And we don't know what the future holds. And I wanted to be able to be around long enough that I want to make sure he's secure and good in his adulthood. No one knows him the way that we do. And I worry who's going to take care of him and what's that going to be like? And what if he wants something and he can't ask for it and I'm gone? You know, it just kills me to think about it. I lie awake at night worrying about it. So we made the decision and we got to be as healthy as possible and live as long as we can.
Wow. So is your husband, your partner, are they doing it with you? Are they're doing Lumen as well?
He isn't doing Lumen. He probably eventually will, you know, do that. I've just been so successful with it, but he's just doing his own thing. And we just both decided one day that was it. And you know what we did? We grabbed the trash can and we ran around the house. And I typically don't like to waste food. You know, I think that's wrong. I hate wasting food when there are people, hungry people in the world. But I got to say, what we threw away was not really food. It was like packs of donuts and Pop-Tarts and things like that. And we just pitched a bunch of junk and we're like, that's it. We're doing it. And that would be 2 years in August. 2 years in August.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you guys. That first step is often the hardest to change. And especially in that way of just kind of cold turkey, cut it out, say, okay, enough. Wow, I have chills. That's so inspiring.
You know what, though? At first, it was the harder part for me was when I started getting used to the change. And like at first, it was, oh, I feel so much better already. And oh, I'm excited about this new change we're making. And I can't wait to begin to see results. And that happened pretty quickly. It was when that novelty kind of wore off and I started craving those things again. And then I was kind of like, okay. But we kept at it.
Wow. So this kind of shift, I guess, it didn't happen overnight, but the kind of step to action, the time to take action, sounds like it was just like, okay, we're doing it. And I have a few questions. One, how and why Lumen specifically? How did you hear about Lumen? How come you decided to go for Lumen? What was the decision making there?
Sure. Well, what had happened is about a year into my own decision to do this and my new lifestyle change, I had lost a lot of weight, but then I plateaued and I was just stuck. I was so frustrating because I was still keeping a calorie deficit and exercising. I wasn't quite there. I'd lost about 100 at that point, not close from my highest point. Then it just was nothing else was happening. And I was still had like, you know, about 30 pounds to go and I'm just stuck. And I had heard about Lumen on a podcast and I am such a control freak, like, because there's so much, like I explained, out of, in my life that is so out of my control. We don't know, like I said, from one moment to the next, let alone what day to the next. I mean, any moment my son could experience a, you know, full, you know, sensory overload and we have to stop everything to keep him safe when he goes into that. Or at work, I could have, you know, people just call me up out of the blue and begin screaming at me. And it's just having control over something. Lumen kind of became my missing link, because once I plateaued and I was so frustrated, this gave me back something to calculate and control. And it was that missing tool, that missing link. The whole time that I kept at this whole almost 2 years, I felt like, the mindset of it to me was, this is something that you can control. I can't control anything else in my life, but I can control to eat this over that. I can control to choose to go ahead and get that exercise in, even if I'm, you know, not feeling like doing it. I can control that. I can't control anything else. But then when I plateaued, I felt like I lost that control. And I felt empowered when I had it. So when I learned about it and then I got that and I, you know, studied up on it and I was beginning using it, that felt to me like that missing link. You know, and interestingly too, the thing that I learned about it and that I knew that it was exactly what I needed, because when I was losing weight before I found it, before I plateaued, I would get this weird hot feeling all over that it would just hit me. And I thought, I mean, is this menopause? Is this like a hot flash? And I wouldn't know because I've had an ablation, so I wouldn't be able to count in the cycles to know if I was going into menopause or not. So it's a guessing game right now, right? So I just assumed, okay, well, I'm almost 50. It's probably hot flashes. But then it would shortly be accompanied by like sudden urgency to use the restroom quite a bit. And then I would register a weight loss. So it was like this weird internal kind of interior furnace, kind of inside out, kind of a burning sensation. That wasn't unpleasant. And then I go to the bathroom a whole lot. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm losing water. And then I would register a weight loss every time. So when I got the Lumen and I would feel that, I thought, I'm going to check. I'm going to take my reading. And sure enough, every time I would either be already in flat fat burn or it was in the process of going into it and decreasing, I was switching into fat burn. So I looked it up. It's called thermogenesis, and it's really a thing. And it has to do with your shifting into, you know, your body going into using fat for fuel instead of burning your carbs.
Wow.
And so it was perfect because it justified and it answered the question that I had. What is going on? What is with this weird little internal furnace that I'm feeling? And then I checked it, but you know, more than anything, it gave me that missing link of like, okay, now this is what I needed and I'm back into in control over what's going on with my body, and it made me feel empowered again.
Wow, that's so interesting about like you were able to actually feel it, and then with Lumen you're able to check it, to validate it, mm-hmm. and to be like, I knew something was happening.
Yeah,
positive.
It was weird. I was just so excited. I was like, kept showing my husband, look, I feel okay. And I'd tell him before I took the reading, okay, I got that hot feeling. I got that weird feeling. I'm going to take it. And I even, with the custom check, labeled it hot feeling so that I can, you know, be like, look, I'll tell you, every time I feel that, I take that reading. And sure enough, I'm shifting.
Wow. That's so interesting. Okay. So your husband's not doing Lumen with you, but you're in this kind of journey together. How do you think that helps you on the journey? Does it motivate you? Is it frustrating sometimes when one of you is seeing results and the other one's not? How is that dynamic between the two of you?
Oh, it's been really great. I don't think either one of us could have been as successful if we weren't both doing it. And he's adopting a lot of the things that I've learned from using Lumen that I was doing wrong before, and being successful. And it's wonderful. I mean, I think one of my favorite things is, you know, with us both, because he's lost over 150 on his own. And I've, from my highest, I've lost 130, 140, something like that. And it's just how closely we can hug each other and things now, you know, it's just wonderful. And we, neither of us need as much sleep as we used to, which is really good when our son gets up in the middle of the night, most nights, and which is common with neurodiversity, but that we don't need as much sleep, which is really, really great. Have much more energy. But it's just, we both keep commenting every day. We're like, hey, I noticed this new thing. Like, little thing, like the other day I noticed, oh gosh, all of a sudden I could see the bones in my hands and my wrists so much more than I could before. How weird. You know, just little things that we're noticing every day and we share with each other.
Wow. How did you find Lumen? We've kind of touched on it and then we skipped over it. So how did you hear about Lumen, and like you had hit a plateau, which is what made you kind of go looking for Lumen?
I didn't even go looking for it. It was on David Pakman podcast, and I saw his ad for it, and I was like, that sounds interesting. So I looked into it, and it's like, yeah, I think this is what I've been needing.
Wow. Okay, you decided I've hit a plateau. I need something. You found Lumen. Lumen found you.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did it kind of escalate? Like, were you surprised? Were you confused? Did you feel skeptical? Like, what were those kind of moments along the way where you were able to trust the process, or were you able to kind of have those like this makes sense? Like the hot feeling.
Yeah,
was one of those.
It really was. Well, I think the thing that really, what I was missing is learning how and when to use my carbs. So I was using like, you know, just some general, you know, app to track my nutrition, and it gives you some macros, but I didn't even really understand what macros were. Lumen was a much better resource for helping me understand what they were and how to use them. And I learned right off the bat that I was not using them right on my own. And like, for example, I was not eating nearly enough protein or fat. You know, I think we all, you know, in my generation, you know, we, like I said, I'm almost 50. So in my generation, it was always fat free. Well, you know, you need fat as long as it's the good kind. Yeah. And just things that are fat free, when especially if it's processed food, removing fat just replaces it with, you know, sodium or sugar. So, you know, it's like, no, you need a healthy balance of all that. I didn't know how to do that. And I wasn't using them correctly either. Like I learned that I was having my carbs way too late in the day. So now I've learned, you know, from what it was suggesting to me, you know, because it gives you, you know, based on your morning breath, what your macros are for that day, but it also helps give you suggestion on when you should have them. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm eating most of my carbs for breakfast and lunch, you know, or to power a workout, which I'd never thought about doing before. And then I'm having my protein and fat more late in the evening. The first thing that I noticed was that I was so much fuller. I felt so much more satisfied, and that I wasn't hungry as much, and that I had so much more energy. And it was the weird thing is, for the first time since I began using the macros Lumen gave me and when, that I actually felt like food gave me energy. Like I actually would feel like after I ate more, you know, boosted rather than, oh, I'm so tired, you know, I'm digesting my food and now I feel sleepy and I want to take a nap. And then I started using it to fuel my workouts like it suggested, you know, like you go take your pre-workout breath and it tells you if, you know, if you're not enough of a carb burn and you are going to have an intense workout, you should have your snack then. Oh, okay. So I would eat before my workout. And wouldn't you know it, I could do more. And now I can jog almost 2 miles. I could never do that before. Yeah. Wow. And then the weird thing about that is, too, the first thing that I noticed that was that even though the scales weren't moving right off the bat, my clothes were getting looser. So even though the weight wasn't really, you know, I wasn't losing, quote, weight at the time, I was getting smaller. And then it finally recurred to me that, well, I'm eating more protein and it's powering more of my workout intensity. So I'm building muscle and so I'm getting smaller, but I know that muscle is more dense. So, okay, I could expect that the scales won't move as much. And it just the body composition change was so much more noticeable, because before, when I was losing weight on my own, it would take about 20 pounds for a pant size or a clothing size to register. But when I started using Lumen, I went the first 20 pounds that I lost with that was equated to 4 sizes, to give you an idea of the body composition change. So I was at about a size 12 when I began using it, and it about only lost about 20 pounds until I was in an 8.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really strange.
So we talk about this a lot in the Lumen community, right? These non-scale victories where you are seeing increased energy and you're sleeping better, and also your clothes are feeling different without necessarily seeing a difference on the scale. So these kinds of things are super encouraging, but if you're just looking at the scale, it can be kind of sometimes discouraging,
yes.
Right? So these non-scale victories are such an important part of the journey. It's really cool when you start to see them, and also when the pieces start to fit, when you start to think, okay, so let's think about carbs in the first half of the day and let's think about carbs around the workouts. I'll tell you that for me, carbs around the workouts has like changed everything. I generally was like, I like to work out fasted, or I like to work out at the end of the day. Especially if I work out fasted, I feel horrible. I'm like, I don't have the energy, I can't lift as heavy, all these things. And then I started to actually listen to Lumen, because it told me for a long time to do it before I listened. And so now I'll have a date or a banana or something like quick and easy, but full of carbs. And it's completely changed not only my performance, but also my mood. I'm like more excited to work out.
And you get that feeling, that high, and you feel afterward, you get that euphoric kind of a feeling because you used up that energy and it's like the right way of doing it. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. It just feels completely different.
It really does. Okay, so what about, was there something that you said you didn't really know what macros were before, you didn't, but did you have any like moments where you're like, I'm not sure about this? Did you have any kind of doubts, either with Lumen or just on the journey in general, of I'll try it, or maybe I'm not going to try that right now? Any kind of like hesitations along the way?
I think it got, there was some times when it would get frustrating when I felt like I was doing everything right and I was still not waking up in fat burn. I was still waking up in carb burn. Mm-hmm. And that got frustrating. But you know what? It took my body almost 50 years to get it in the situation that it was in and the metabolism that I had. So it's going to take a little bit of time to retrain it. You're completely reprogramming it. Mm-hmm. And also, what something that I learned is that some people wake up with high cortisol levels. And, you know, when your son wakes you up in the middle of the night in a meltdown, it can be very alarming. And yes, it will. And, you know, if there's an escalation waking you up out of a dead sleep, it will raise your cortisol levels. And so, I mean, even on normal days when, you know, we're just get up at a normal time, I have a stressful life, so I'm going to wake up with high cortisol levels. So I learned that impacts it. And I had to kind of play with it. And I have learned that the sweet spot for me is 40 minutes. So I don't eat. I can have some coffee. That doesn't seem to impact it. But I have to wait 40 minutes from the time I wake up and mm-hmm. actually get downstairs before I take my reading. If it's too early, I'm still reading too high. If it's too late, I'm getting further into fasting numbers. So 30, 40, 40 minutes is the sweet spot for me. And then I get accurate results. So it was a little hard for a while when I was learning that. But once I figured it out, I've been nice and consistent.
How about cortisol? When you said that you know that it has an impact on your numbers in the morning, did you always know that cortisol played an impact into your metabolism and your weight loss journey? Or did you learn that through Lumen? And what are you doing now to kind of balance your cortisol?
I did not know that before. I mean, I'd always heard that stress can impact weight loss or not, or lack thereof, but I didn't understand how. And I did learn that through Lumen, and especially how it relates to your morning, that in the morning, because you're waking up to start your day, you're like, you know, you're, oh my God, I gotta get up. But or I'd start thinking about all the things you got to do or what woke you up. And I didn't realize that how that would impact things. And of course, you know, Lumen being based on, you know, largely on your morning wake up numbers and how your metabolism is doing. I never thought about that easier. I had no idea what either that didn't know what that meant. So I did learn that through Lumen, and I could see now the effects that the cortisol has on your metabolism, because I have a device that tells me when I know when I'm stressed. And I can tell when I'm blowing into a device that's reading my results, and I can tell, especially when I said I could correlate it with that hot feeling when I'm in fat burn. Well, if I'm really stressed out and I'm getting a high reading, I can tell too. So I know that it affects it. I'm just trying to do things. You know, my husband and I both have been trying to do more things for ourselves, you know, as parents of a child with special needs. And I'm not, like I said, I wouldn't change him for the world. I'm not complaining about anything. I wouldn't have him any other way. But to be very honest, it is very stressful. And we have aging parents. And like I said, I have a very stressful job. We're just trying to do more for ourselves now to help with that stress. Like for example, my husband went to a gaming convention a few months ago with some friends for a couple of days, which is very unusual that he, you know, we took a chance on him leaving me alone with our son for a few days. I said, we're fine. You go do it. You need this. Me, my thing is thrifting. Oh my gosh. Since I've gone down from a size 26 to an 8, you can imagine that I've gone down a lot of different clothing sizes, and yeah. I work from home. So I'm not going to spend a lot of money when I'm not going to an office every day, but I discovered thrift stores, and man, have I replenished my wardrobe and loved every minute of it. Like you've seen in the chats that I put, here's my latest thrift store find, you know. So that's been a blast. And I'm starting tap class again, tap dancing lessons on day after tomorrow is my first class after 40 years. I did it when I was a child and I loved it, and I wanted so badly to get back into it. So we're just trying to reward ourselves a little bit. You know, not just because of our weight loss. I mean, yes, we will reward ourselves. Hey, I'm reached another milestone, blah, blah, blah. But now that I'm at my goal, I feel I should still continue to reward myself. So we're just trying to do more stuff for ourselves and enjoy things. And I think it is helping, you know, and just now that we're able to sleep better. Also, I think that's, you know, helping reduce mm-hmm. the cortisol levels and stress levels and helping with maintaining that. But you know, we're just trying to give ourselves little rewards and help with the stress level to help with that.
Amazing. I'm so happy for both of you. I'm so excited for you guys. It's like a whole new chapter, and it's yeah. you. It's really cyclical because now you have the energy to do these things that you loved in the past and now you can do again. And also it sounds like you're starting to, like, you're rewarding yourself, you're starting to trust yourself and to trust each other, and you're really like moving forward together on this journey. And it's not just about weight loss anymore, which I think is so inspiring for so many people, of like, you actually are reaping the benefits now of feeling better and having more energy and sleeping better.
Yes, I like that a lot of the narrative of Lumen isn't just about weight loss, because when I was a larger size, that was very frustrating to me, that everyone, you know, just assumed that I, especially people that felt they needed to tell you that you needed to lose weight. Like, I didn't know that or wouldn't be capable of doing it if I wanted to, or identifying that about my own body, or just assuming that because someone is a larger body type that they have health issues. I mean, it's just, I have no opinion about anyone else's sizes. You know, there's many, many body types, and they're all beautiful. It was, you know, but I like that Lumen is about just general metabolic health, you know, and all the things that are involved in that, in an entire health package, not just about lose weight. You know, it's a lot of things.
It's, there's a lot of like noise in the wellness and health and weight loss space. And how do you find that? I mean, it's hard to kind of wade through all the noise sometimes to find the people and the like messaging that you resonate with, because there's a lot of, you know, different kind of messaging. And like you say, Lumens is about metabolic health. We want you to be the healthiest version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you find like to kind of tune out that noise and just be, like you said, you're like worried about, not worried, but you're focused on your own body. You're not focused on anybody else's body. You're starting to understand what works for you.
I think that's the thing, is finding a safe space where everyone is encouraging. At work, we have an active chat with people who are into health and fitness, and it's a very safe space. Not everybody is so focused on weight loss, and that we share lots of, just like within the Lumen chat, we share lots of non-scale victories. It's very encouraging. I think it's just finding a place where the narrative is comfortable for you, where it's not all about like some fad diet or, you know, losing weight only, or, you know, that there's, it needs to be a body positivity, that all body types and shapes are beautiful and healthy. It's just a matter of, you know, what are your goals and for what you want to do, and helping support each other to get there. Since I've been at my goal now, I feel so much more empowered to not pay attention to and just ignore all the other head trash that's out there, because I know that I've gotten where I want to be. I'm more inspired now to try to help the people who are trying to find their safe space in their, you know, their missing link, to help them achieve what their goals are, and not assuming that someone wants to always lose weight. That was just always kind of annoying to me. It could be anything they want to accomplish.
Yeah. What's your like advice, or like your, I don't know if advice is the right word, but what do you want to like, what's the message you want to pass on to someone who's maybe they're just struggling even with the decision to start, or they're struggling with, like you said, with a plateau? Like, what do you want to say to these people?
I would say that for me, the biggest thing is, this is in your control, whatever your, and this could apply to anything in your life. Something, so many things are out of our control, but this is something, when it comes to, you know, what you eat within reason of having access to, you know, the proper foods and things, for the most part, choosing what you eat, choosing to exercise, all these things, all these habits, all of these healthier choices, there, this is within your control. Let that empower you. There's so many other things. It's difficult to lose weight when you have a lot of stress. It was easy for me to say, oh, I'm just so stressed, I just want to get a pizza. Things like that. I turned it around. And instead of using the bad choices that I made as comfort that led to me being in that situation, or my body being in that situation, now I chose to, those habits that I improved with my nutrition, with my activity, I allowed those choices, the better choices that I made, to empower me. So it's your mindset. This is celebrate every win. Every time you, and this is, you're going to make lots of choices throughout the day. It isn't just a one and done. I make this choice and now I'm suddenly going to wake up healthy. This is, you wake up and you decide what you want, what you're going to have for breakfast. You decide not to have, you know, to skip on this thing and choose this thing instead. Every time you choose a healthier food item, a healthier meal over what you initially might have gone to, every time you, oh, I'm just going to, you know, like when I first started jogging, instead of just walking, I would only go a little bit at a time because I couldn't do it the full time. I would go out on a walk, and one day I decided I was going to jog between, you have to have a landmark, you know, like I'm going to jog between this electrical pole and this electrical pole. Next time I'm going to do two. Next time I'm going to do three. Every time you amp it up, every time you make a better decision, celebrate that. Every win you make, it's going to be several throughout the day, probably. Great. And then every time you make a have a big win, even a non-scale victory, every time you realize one day you woke up, it's like, oh, those jeans are looser now. They were tighter last time. Every time you have a win, celebrate that for yourself. You are empowered to do that. Those are your decisions and your choices that nobody else can make you do or not do. That's one of the only things, probably, you only have one body. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only thing you own. And everything that you do to it is within your control. Let that empower you and celebrate your wins.
Well, I'm inspired. It reminds me of, you have multiple choices throughout the day. You have multiple times to win. And I think what's also important and what discourages a lot of people is, okay, for breakfast, I was rushing. I had coffee and I ate like the kids' leftovers. So the whole day is garbage. And now I'll start tomorrow. And I think this, exactly what you're saying, is celebrate. Each win is like, no, okay, this morning was stressful. I ate like a bunch of scraps from the kids' table and I drank 3 cups of coffee and I usually drink 1. But for lunch, I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to have some protein, some healthy fats, some good carbs. Switch the day around to just, you can still have those wins even if you had a moment earlier that was hard.
Yeah, and turn that into a win too. When you overcome a bad decision, and you're like, you overcome, okay, you fell back a little bit in this one particular situation. You did this thing you didn't mean to do, okay. But I turned it around. That's a win. The fact that you know, if you recognize that in the past, your old self would have thrown the entire day down the garbage and, you know, gotten fast food for lunch because you gave up, because you did bad the morning or whatever. If you didn't do that, and you slipped up once, but then you turned it around. Celebrate that you turned it around. And that's a win.
Amazing. So celebrating these, is there a way that you actually celebrate the win other than, you know, like the positive self-talk and the like, wow, I'm so amazing. Like, is there anything that you do for yourself or, you know, do for your husband or like any ways that you guys celebrate these daily wins?
Well, I've been going to the thrift store. That's been my big celebration because every time I go down a size, you know, or like, and I follow I have 3 favorite ones and then they'll post things, you know, on Facebook. Oh, we got this new thing in and it was really, and I'll buzz over and get it. That's one of my biggest, you know, ways to celebrate. And then I also have been like taking photos of my progress. And my favorite thing to do is every time I get a new, you know, outfit from the thrift stores, I take a photo of me in it. And then I put it into a comparison shot compared to before. And that keeps me, because it's hard to get my mind around that I look so different now. I mean, it's to the point people don't recognize me if they haven't seen me in a long time. I'm like half the size I was. I've got this a little bit of dysmorphia now because I have a hard time thinking of myself looking like I do now. And so I have to remind myself, kind of just get out my little comparison shots and look at them on my phone. It's like, no, that's what I look like now. Or share it. Sometimes that's another thing to kind of celebrate and have fun, is to share it with one of your safe spaces, like the Lumen chat, or, you know, like the group at work that I have, or friends and the ones, you know, people that you know will be supportive. It's like, yeah, I got this new outfit, or, you know, I've reached this milestone today, or today is my 4-month anniversary of being at my goal. It's going to be different for everybody. But, you know, that's definitely one of the things that I've enjoyed the most is, you know, okay, because I can go to the thrift store and buy two bags of clothes for what I'd pay retail for one outfit, you know?
Okay, so this is like the wins throughout mm-hmm. the journey and the thrifting and all these things are there. I bet they're also very emotional for you. And like you said, you have a hard time to believe that you look so different. If you don't, like, share with us how that feels emotionally, like, or when you see someone that doesn't recognize you, like, how does it make you feel? Are you proud of yourself? Are you a little bit like, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word. What are you feeling in these moments of like win?
Well, I feel excited that I accomplished so much. Like, in retrospect, it became such a habit after so long. And then eventually, you know, like, I reached my goal and oh my gosh, all of a sudden I've never been in this situation before. Never like emotional in the sense of, because I never felt bad about myself before or anything like that. My husband is so wonderful and he's so sweet. And he would always, you know, if I ever complained about how I looked or felt about myself, he would always say, oh, you're beautiful. You're so beautiful. You don't, you know, need to change anything. Having had set a goal and reached it and reminding myself how much I've accomplished, it's really exciting. You know, it just makes me feel like, you know, sense of accomplishment. It's just fun. Like, I saw a friend at the grocery store on Sunday and she didn't recognize me at first. And then she said, oh, you look so different. And then she apologized and she said, I hope that wasn't rude. I was like, no, that's fine. You know, I appreciate that she was trying to be sensitive to it, but yeah. No, I do look different. Nobody was telling me I looked bad before. When I get stressed at work or something else happens, you know, when our son has a rough day or something like that, and I revert back to, but I've got this right now and I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and having gained it back. I'm not going to let that happen. And, you know, it's I go back to that empowerment that I felt from taking control over it and achieving it and maintaining it. And it just kind of gives me kind of confidence that sort of carried me through with just about everything in life.
It's empowering, but it's also, like you say, it's a confidence boost. You know that you made the choices to get yourself here, and you know that you're gonna and you can make the choices tomorrow. And if you, you know, I think it goes the other way also. If you decide, you know, today I want to have ice cream mm-hmm. on my walk after, that's okay too. That's a choice that you're making, and that's also a win that you're allowing yourself to have this freedom.
I've noticed that I've been able to handle it better when I do. Mm-hmm. And when I do, like if I allow myself that one splurge, it satisfies me. And sometimes it's not as good. My husband and I both have remarked when we've allowed ourselves that one thing we've been craving, it's just not as good as it was before. Like, it doesn't taste as good and it's not as satisfying. And then we don't feel as good afterward. But my body, my metabolism can handle it now.
So now that you reached your goal, what's your next goal, or what are you kind of working towards now? You've hit your weight loss goal, but what are your goals now?
Well, I'm just kind of thinking maybe to improve my physical endurance, like maybe with continuing to kind of try to maybe jog just a little bit longer, you know, maybe a little bit faster. Just I need to kind of work more on my strength training and building a little bit more of my muscle. But I kind of like, I'm happy where I am. Like, I just, you know, want to continue to maintain my health and everything. But I don't want to lose my curves. Like, I want to stay, you know, and I don't want to lose any more weight or any more size, because I'm kind of actually to a point now, other than, you know, some of my like flabbier skin and stuff from where I lost that I'd like to tone up. But for the first time in a long time, probably ever in my adult life, I kind of like how I look. You know, I'm like, it feels good to say that, but it feels weird to say that. But, you know, I'm having, like I said, a little, you know, because the skin, when you lose a lot of weight, you got a lot of loose skin. So I'm trying to kind of tone that up. If I could just maintain where I am and I'm not going to gain any back, that's within my control. I'll be happy. I'll just celebrate every month more that I'm 4 months at goal, 5 months maintaining my goal. My next goal would just be to help other people.
How do you face, so you've been 4 months now at your goal, and I'm sure you've had hard, stressful days in the last 4 months. So how do you kind of, I think a lot of people, or some people at least, you know, when you reach your goal and you feel amazing, and then you start to understand that the ice cream is okay once in a while, or I had a stressful day and I'm going to, you know, it's okay that I have a pizza or a beer or whatever that thing may be, how do you kind of make sure to refocus yourself so that you don't lose sight of your goal, but you, now you've achieved your goal? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. At first, it was sort of scary. Like, I was terrified to allow myself that one splurge, you know, that one thing. And I think it was kind of like small steps of it. So I would maybe allow myself this, let's say, for example, pizza, you know, like, and I would just maybe just a slice, do just a little bit, or maybe a small quantity of whatever it was I was wanting, see how I did, you know. But I'm so terrified of slipping back that it took me a while to trust myself and allow myself to do that. I'm just careful to try to not make it too late in the evening, or, you know, if I do it for dinner, make sure it's an early dinner so I got some time to work it off. And then I know that I just need to maybe do a little bit extra with my workout that day or the next day, and get back into, you know, healthier choices the next day. It's not unhealthy to allow a little splurge. It's a new norm. It's a new lifestyle. I went from the previous lifestyle to, you know, the year and a half of process of reaching my goal lifestyle. This maintenance lifestyle is something I've never been in ever.
You said you have more energy and more, you're sleeping better and all these things, but how does your actual day-to-day look different from before to now? What were some things you were doing before and some things you're doing now that maybe you would never have believed you would be doing throughout your day?
I'm fortunate enough that I work from home, and I have for since 2020, since COVID and everybody started doing that. I'm fortunate to have that kind of job, and we maintain it. We get to stay and work from home. So, and I'm also really lucky that I have a boss that doesn't mind if I get on my walk pad during meetings. So, you know, that's been kind of cool, as I know I've gotten into a rhythm of doing that. And she's on one too, so she didn't care. And just working out, like, now that it's, you know, during the winter, I got my walk pad. I got a stationary bike. A friend at work gave me a rebounder. You know, like, I acquired.
Too, and I'm loving it.
Isn't it great? It is. Well,
hard work.
It's harder than you think, isn't it?
I was like, okay, I'm gonna do 10 minutes a day, and I was like 5 minutes, and like, is it? I'm tired.
I know. And you feel even more so when you get off of it. Then it's like being in a pool of water when you swim, and then you get out, and you don't feel it at the time, but then you get out and you feel kind of like, oh
yeah,
that's what it feels like to me.
And I'm surprised how high my heart rate gets from
it. Yeah, it really, it's a good workout. It really is. Yeah, I made different mixes of music, like songs that I know were, you know, of course I had to put Jump Around, House of Pain's Jump Around on my.
You have to send me. Oh,
I'll send you my rebounder mix, totally.
Yeah.
And then I made some for my jogging, or like I would find YouTube videos for just some low impact exercise. And that's what I like about the rebounder, is I could jump with a low impact and it didn't like hurt, you know, cause I'm kind of busty. So it kind of like, it's uncomfortable for me. It used to be to jog or to jump. And so I had to find a way around to that, but I just kept adding things, you know, like at first, I think when I first started doing this, I'd just go on walks because we live out in the country. So I'd go on a walk, and then couldn't go very far at first. Then I go a little bit further, then a little bit further. Then I thought, okay, I found some YouTube workout videos, and I did those. Then I got kind of bored with them because the music was kind of lame. So I made it my own, you know, and I used to do a lot of dance. Like I said, I'm getting ready to go back into tap class. So I could, and I used to actually teach water aerobics a long time ago, one of those failed times when I had lost some weight and never got to my goal. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to put together my own mix. And so I made my own music mix of the songs that I think would make me want to dance and move around. So then I would just start adding little things. I never went to a gym because, like, obviously I told you about with my child's special needs, it's difficult for me to be away. So it's, you know, we have to be, the routine is very strict. So me deviating from that is difficult. So I couldn't really go to a gym and work out. So, and you just kind of adapt. You're going to make small changes throughout, you know, you know, with food and the nutrition and the exercise, you discover a new food that you found, and you know, a new recipe someone shares with you, and start kind of incorporating that. I got options. I got my walk pad, my rebounder, my stationary bike, or, you know, yoga mat, and I'll do some crunches and things, or planks, or go out and jog or walk, or, you know, just start kind of adding things and coming up with different options, and, you know, just changing the norm every day.
You talked about your wins, like celebrating the small wins throughout the day, and also this kind of perspective of adding things in and not focusing on everything that you need to take out of your lifestyle and focusing on those things. Like you said, you started with walking just a little bit and then you realize you can walk more. And so adding these things, I think, is great advice of like, okay, you can't change your diet in one day, add a cup of broccoli to your dinner. Like, start slow.
I think, you know, your body, as it changes and it evolves, your daily routine needs to, too. You know, it's what I'm doing today is vastly different than what I did a year and a half ago when I first started.
So I have two final questions. What do you wish you could tell your past self?
Wow. That's a good question. Like how, what, at what age, like what point of my life? Anything specific?
Any point.
I wish I could at least like show my past self what I've achieved now, you know, and how I did it. I definitely wished I'd have had my Lumen when I first started this, but let's pretend like it was before it was invented, but so I couldn't share that. Then I would tell myself, identify the point in which I gave up and failed previously, and go back to that point and say, nope. You get right back on it tomorrow. You make this choice. You learn, this is how you learn to do it. And find that point in which I gave up and failed and just say, and empower myself to do what I did this time and say, you know, tomorrow make better decisions and celebrate that win. You do have the control to do this. You do have the power to do it.
Beautiful. And what's one thing throughout your journey with Lumen that's really made the difference, really helped you to really understand and to empower yourself, to trust yourself? If you could pick one thing.
I think the biggest turning point that it helped me reach that I didn't understand before is the usage of my macros and my carbs and when to eat them. I had no idea. I was just, you know, I was eating a lot of carbs in the evening for dinner. And even though I had good ones, you know, complex carbs instead of simple ones, still understanding how I can use food to give me energy and when I need to use that energy. Mm-hmm. And it completely changed everything. I never had thought about when I eat my carbs, you know, what meals and everything. I'm just thinking of total during the day. And if I end up having it all in the evening, fine. No, I think that's what I was doing wrong when I plateaued. So I think the usage of nutrition to give me energy and to fuel my day and my exercise changed everything, because I was more fulfilled. I wasn't as hungry. I had more energy. I accomplished more with my exercise, so it was more effective to my body. I think just all of that was the missing element. That was the missing link. And once I figured that out, everything fell into place.
Were you surprised about how much food you eat on Lumen, or were you used to that from the weight that you...
I'm eating a lot more than I did and still lost weight. It's the weirdest thing. Yes, you're absolutely right. I was trying to limit it to like 1,200 calories or something a day, you know, and my doctor was like, that's a little on the low side. You might want to try to go up a little more than that. And then I couldn't figure out why I wasn't losing weight. And then there were some days, admittedly, I didn't even have that much, which is not healthy. And so then when I got my Lumen and it's telling me, you know, of course, at first it was lower carbs and higher fat, which was very, very weird to me. I'm like, okay, get some avocados, some eggs, some cheese, a little bit of butter, you know, and it was like, I feel pretty good. I'm not hungry today. And then, you know, eventually I started seeing the results and I was like, okay, I'm eating more, but I'm losing more. It was really weird.
Amy, thank you so much for sitting down with us and for sharing so honestly and openly and beautifully. And I think everyone who's listening can agree that your story is such a beautiful reminder of a lot of things, mostly that you're not alone on your journey. Everyone has you on their journey, and that real change doesn't take perfection. It takes celebrating the small wins. It takes understanding and celebrating each choice that you make, and that it can be really empowering to make these choices and understand what you have to control. So thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Any final words to anyone who's listening?
I would just say, all those little decisions, all those little choices add up to one big change.
Amazing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Shift. If Amy's story inspired you, you're not alone. Our community is full of people just like her on a journey to better health, one choice at a time. If you haven't already, make sure to join our newsletter for tips, success stories, and expert insight delivered straight to your inbox. And don't forget to join the Lumen community, a safe and supportive place to ask questions, share wins, and connect with others on the same journey. Until next time, keep celebrating the small wins. They're what real change is made of.